It's the takeover. It's the takeover right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. We're always bringing you the coolest artists on Wednesday nights. And boy, we're knocking it out of the park tonight. Indie rock stars, the Cranberry Merchants. They had one of the biggest 2019 of any artist. Their EP, In the Blood, produced three hit singles. They lived on most of the top 10 charts all year long, and they just racked up a couple top five finishes on the year-end countdowns. They're my partners in crime, my co-hosts throughout the year right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's an honor to have Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants back on the show with us. Now, guys, I'm going to put you on the spot right away.
Okay.
Tell me your highlight of 2019.
Oh, wow. All the hooking up with all of you internet radio stations, the ISO Awards, the Josie Awards, J-Man Awards, you know, J-Man Radio Awards.
God, well, just the idea that our music went anywhere at all this year.
Yeah, the fact that we didn't just get traction, but I mean, things just exploded the way they did. Yeah, it's been an incredible year.
Yeah, it all started back in, November? It was right around Thanksgiving of 2018 is when In the Blood dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, on Black Friday. Yeah.
What would you tell, because Patrick W. Stafford, who we're going to have on the show next week, he stops by the studio today, and we're talking about, you know, indie artists, and I mentioned you guys, and he says, man, I've seen the Cranberry Merchants all over the place. What would you, I mean, he's in Casper, Wyoming. What advice would you give an indie artist? I mean, how do you get out there?
Well, social media is a huge part of it, and just making sure that you have your music available on every platform possible.
Just kind of, we had kind of gotten into things just thinking of what if we were trying to find us, where would we go looking? Where would we want to see ourselves? And we put ourselves on, of course, you know, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And well, what if we were looking for lyrics for one of our songs? We'll go to lyrics.com and put ourselves there. How do you list yourself with Google? How, you know, I mean, we're just going through all those things one bit at a time and just building as much of a presence as we could just to make sure it was no problem for anyone else to find us.
Well, and he has a new video accompanying his brand new single. How big was it, do you think, with the Black Mariah video to get the ball rolling?
With that one, we were totally starting from scratch because nobody knew who we were at that time. But we tried to put it out there to kind of some unconventional places where anybody who might even have a remote interest in it would give it a look. And it wasn't just indie music kind of outlets. We were putting it on social media to like history groups or, you know, the Edison Historical Site and just anybody who might want to listen to it.
Well, in Black Mariah, yeah, it was the first one and it was a unique one with the historical vibe to it. I mean, yeah, it didn't matter if you're a music fan or not, you still might get something out of the video.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were thinking. And it worked to an extent.
It did, yeah.
You guys are known for Legos. What did you get each other for Christmas? What was your best Christmas gift?
You won't believe it, but Lego was in there.
Shocking.
Yeah, can you believe that? No way. Diane got me a Tascam recorder for vocal ideas, which was really cool. And of course, that Flintstones Lego set that I already showed on Facebook.
Yeah.
Diane?
And, I got a new Alesis mesh drum kit. It's an electronic kit.
Yeah.
And Steve also got me this huge Lego set that's got a lot of new minifigures to it. I'm thinking new candidates for 2020 must be in there.
And Diane got me the exclusive one-of-a-kind Cranberry Merchants 2020 calendar.
Wow. Must have been made by Diane herself.
Yes.
That's awesome. The holiday extravaganza, we've done all kinds of specials throughout 2019 right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com, but the holiday extravaganza was the huge monster blowout, 10 indie artists. Steve, you got the ball rolling on this. Where did you get the idea? Did you just think, well, let's just completely explode this thing?
Well, I remember the three of us were talking about it. I think it was back, probably in October. We kind of batted the idea around for laughs. And I remember during the Halloween show, I think I made some kind of a comment to kind of put you on the spot about it. The three of us had started talking back and forth about like, well, what if? Truth be told, I think you're the one who got the first. I mean, you know, you knew the Cranberry Merchants would be there, but you got with us and said, Holly Nicole Combs is on board. And we're like, oh, wow, that sets the bar really high. Well, we know some other people. Let us make some, send out some texts and everything and see who we can get back with you with. I thought it was crazy. I mean, just people were, we put it out there and people were just jumping at it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we got the other 8 groups. I mean, you know, overnight, really.
It filled up fast.
I think it was literally overnight. And totally have to give props to you for doing such a hell of a job putting that all together. That was a great show.
Yeah, 10 interviews in one show, my biggest show ever. It was awesome. What did you learn? What was the biggest takeaway you got from any of the artists?
Wow.
Let's see. I wasn't too surprised to hear about TV and her pot plant.
Yeah. I must say that I love the mix of personalities on there. I mean, I thought it didn't feel cobbled together at all. I thought it was impressive that you had Jennifer Lamont and Kiwi from Kittenhead on the same program and it flowed. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, there was somebody from every corner of the globe.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane.
Yeah. But I mean, everybody's person. I mean, it just kind of seemed like you could have also had us all live in a pub somewhere and we would have just been having just as much fun. It didn't feel like there was anybody who didn't want to be there. Right? It felt like a fun kind of holiday party. It was nice. And I really liked that a lot.
Let's wrap up 2019. We're going to put them on the spot again. What are your top 5 artists of 2019?
We kind of took, I guess, sort of a personal route because we've made friends with so many people.
Yeah.
Definitely the Delirium Trees would be in there.
Yeah.
Indie Butterfly's Dream would be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Mikal Tauber.
Yeah.
There are somewhere like with Madison Mueller and Jennifer Mawat. Yeah, these are all people that we've gotten to know really well. They all seem like people that are, you know, very much going the same direction as us as far as, you know, on their journey.
So there's their top 5 in no order. Delirium Trees, Indie Butterfly Dream, Mikal Tauber, Madison Mueller, and Jennifer Mawat. If you have not heard of any of those artists, go and check them out. This past weekend, a couple year-end charts wrapped up. You guys finished in the top 5 in both the big ones. That had to be a big honor.
And that was.
That's a very big honor.
Our jaws are still on the floor from that one. It's like, oh my goodness.
We've got some good voting fans.
Yes, we do. God love you all.
You've trained your fan base well, too. Go and click on all these sites and vote. Now, artists, we've seen some pushback, some complaints. Now that the awards have wrapped up, people complain about airplay. What do we say to artists that are mad about this?
What I would personally say is you need to deflate your ego, pull your head out of whatever it's stuck in, and just realize how the internet radio, I mean, like what a godsend it is and what a beautiful scot-free means of promotion it is. I mean, yeah. Why would you bite the hand that feeds you like that? That makes no sense to me.
And take it as that. Because, I mean, it's one thing to take, you know, your career seriously, but you can't take yourself that seriously. Especially, it's not like we're battling over Grammys here.
No.
If you're going to get mad about stuff like that, you really don't need to be doing this.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, you're not going for money. I've heard one artist say, you're spitting into the ocean as an indie artist. And if you get narrowed down to 100, hell, at least you're in a top 100.
Yeah. That's our way of looking at it. Just like, well, if we're part of the 100 and see where the Cranberry Merchants turn up in the 100, it's like, we always just look at like, oh, we're in the mix, one lose a draw. This is great.
Yeah. Cause even if you're in the 100 at all, I mean, that's among thousands and thousands. Yeah. So that's still pretty good.
I think that's fabulous. We're just eternally grateful that anybody wants to have us in any kind of a playlist, seriously.
Well, let's turn the page. International Singer-Songwriters Association, they have reached almost 10,000 members.
Yes.
We all belong to it. Give them a plug, guys.
Well, that is one of the best organizations I think I've ever belonged to.
Agreed.
We are so fortunate that we came along at a time that they were coming together and growing. Tammany has been so much help to so many artists, giving guidance, giving promotion, giving a platform for us to stand on at all is amazing. Yeah. And between the awards shows and just the help that she gives all year round, I can't imagine that we would be where we are without them.
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
Yeah, go to their Facebook page, their website, go and search for them. International Singer-Songwriters Association, ISA. 2020 is here. Quiescence just came out, so you got a brand new song that's on the that's already on the horizon. What are your goals for 2020? What are we thinking?
More music.
Yeah, definitely. We're continuing to work on some of our other songs. We do still want to get our video out for Quiescence, which we hope will be later in January. But yeah, we're hoping to maybe have another single out in February. We'll go from there.
And you will hear that single first on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
Hell yeah. Top five artists of 2020. Who can we look forward to? What are we thinking into the future?
Well, as far as ones that we see like going further 2020, I think Crest Glider is bound to do some big things this year.
Agreed. Yeah.
I think Primes has been on a very big trajectory to go further. Tough on Fridays continues to grow quite a bit.
Yeah. Definitely Indie Butterfly's Dream, because I mean, whatever Jacob puts out, to me, it's just gold. Like, he's a brilliant songwriter to me.
And well, he's also really committed to
to
doing this. I mean, he's just in the last year, you've seen a lot of growth with him. So
he's quit his job. This is it. He's banking on this.
Yeah.
Expect a lot more music out of him.
That's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess fifth and last, I would definitely say somebody else to watch would be Madison Mueller.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna be something going on with Maddie, I think.
Yeah, she's been racking up the awards this year too, like crazy.
And she's on the show. Coming up, you can hear her brand new single, Too Nice. Your guys' brand new single, Quiescence, it's out. It's been blowing up. It was on the top 100 chart. What have we been hearing?
Actually, it's getting great response. I mean, almost every day we're hearing about a new radio station that's either picking it up, or we're always getting tagged, you know, somebody playing it every day, but it's doing really well. It's, you know, gaining some steam, and we're hoping once the video's out that'll push it even further.
People are liking that it's a bit of a curveball from what they had heard before, and they're liking the curveball, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yes, we love the Cranberry Merchants. Go and check them out, cranberrymerchants.com. They're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go and check out their three videos on YouTube, and the video for Quiescence is coming. Here is their brand new single. It's Quiescence. Happy New Year, Steve and Diane.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's the Cranberry Merchants. It's the Takeover. It's CowboyJoeRadio.com.